We are just in the cusp, in the beginning of 2026, and people are at all different stages of their invention, their business. We have startups, entrepreneurs, inventors. We have all different types of people that are on here, whether they're in their own business, they're working for somebody, whatever it is. But we all should have goals. And a lot of us hear that word. It sounds nice, but what is it? So if you can help us tonight talk about what a goal is, how to kind of set goals for ourselves, celebrate the wins, deal with the challenges, and move on to the next one. So to start with, so David, you went from millionaire to losing $100 million in 2008. You hit rock bottom and you turned to Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill and you set some goals there. Can you tell us what really changed for you?
Yeah, I was understanding behaviors and habits, and through having a definiteness of purpose, and that purpose is the thoughts about my purpose. So when I started thinking about my objectives and goals, I started to think of them as a divine direction. I stopped attaching myself to saying, I'll be happy when I make back all that money. Instead, I'm going to make back all that money for the sake of helping other people make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. So when you shift the paradigm to I am, what am I doing to interfere with it, instead of I want this, and when I get this, I will be happy, I really focus in on when I make back all that money, who will I become? And for the sake of what am I making all this money? And so understanding time became critical. Studying Think and Grow Rich with the definiteness of purpose, I just categorize my behaviors every day as, is this behavior aligned with my divine direction, or is it interfering with it? And I dissipated, dissolved, and disappeared the interfering behaviors, and I leaned into the divine directional behaviors, which I call devotional behaviors, which is a combination of discipline, attention to what I wanted, but also intention, qualifying what I do, say, think, feel, and believe.
We have inventors that are going to join us after. I know we have you for about a half hour, David, and hopefully they'll get some goal kind of reaching strategies from you. And then they're going to call out their 2026 goals to the entire community. So we're excited to hear how you can help us to kind of think about. And it was on your office hours the other day, I had a chance to watch it, and we talked about balance. You have your life, and you have your maybe side hustle, and your regular job, and all these other things that are going on. So can you help us to kind of put into perspective who we are, and how we can set goals for ourselves that are achievable? And do we set goals like over the top? Do we set goals that are too easy for ourselves? How do we do it, David?
It's a great question. So first of all, our goals can be as big as they want, but they're directions. They're not outcomes. So making over $100 million is a direction. It's not an outcome in which I attach to. And so there's five different practices in order to achieve goals and set them. And it's understanding, first of all, that once we set a direction, a divine direction, an outrageous outcome that we're striving towards, now we have to deal with God's guarantee and the common denominator of the human experience, which is we are guaranteed 24 hours each and every day to move toward that goal. And we will be guaranteed every day of our lives 24 hours to move towards that goal, which isn't balanced, it's harmonized in our day. But we have every day of our life 24 hours, except for the last day, will be cheated. So coming under the context of what do I want, number one, today, according to the circumstances of the day, in the divine direction, according to the circumstances, and am I aligning the meaning of the past, the failures, mistakes, setbacks, defining moments, historical relevances, successes, all the things of the past that limit me. They limit my self-image. They limit my imagination. And as inventors, as innovators, you will never, You will never overachieve your own self-image. Why is Thomas Edison the number one inventor of all times? Because he instituted Napoleon Hill's pursuit of his potential. He saw those 10,000 failures as one step towards his divine direction, his ultimate audacious objective, his ultimate audacious goal. And so when we look at how to utilize each and every day in alignment with where we want to be or better, and align the meaning of our past, the lessons of our past with that divine direction, we now can go from nothingness to possibility of what we want. So the number one practice is know what you want in that divine direction and align the meaning of the past. The second practice, know your who. You see, the fastest way to get to where you want to be is find someone that's already there and ask them for directions and then help other people get to where they want to be with your capability. So when you know who, then you will take the possibility and make it a probability. The third step is to know your how. And that's where we separate the day into activities that we get paid for, that we don't get paid for, sleep, activity planned, unplanned. I also separate them into non-negotiable and negotiable behavior. So to hedge the uncertainty of the future, I take 12 hours of my day and make it non-negotiable, meaning no matter what the circumstances of the day, no matter the ice and the snow, the sleet and the delays and the interest rates and the failures, setbacks, and mistakes, no matter what, I am going to get a minimum amount of time towards my sleep, a minimum amount of time towards my health, a minimum amount of time towards my family, a minimum amount of time towards my finance, a minimum amount of time towards my faith, a minimum amount of time studying time, and also studying meaning of time for the sake of what? That equals 12 hours, and the majority of the 12 hours is spent sleeping. Now, the other 12 hours of awake time is prioritizing, reprioritizing my purpose according to the circumstances of the day by what I want and who I can help, and I adjust what's planned and unplanned. And so dividing my time into these categories allows me to get the exponentiality, the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding towards my objective. Because remember this in physics, 2 minutes a day is worth 2 hours on a Saturday. So you're much better off being consistent with your behaviors in the innovation, invention, and entrepreneurship that you're involved with than going what I call the extra mile, 16 hours on Sunday. And if you don't believe me, just think of a kid taking Spanish. I've never met a kid who studies 15 minutes a day Spanish and doesn't get an A. I know tons of kids like me that studied 15 hours before a test and certainly didn't get an A. Know your what, know your who, know your how. The fourth one is actually knowing what to do now and knowing what to do next. You see, prioritization by what's important, utilizing urgency as a subset, prioritization is the antidote to what gets into innovators and inventors' way the most. Procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. And it's impossible to procrastinate. It's impossible to feel overwhelmed if you know what to do now and know what to do next. And 100% of the things you do now get done. 100% of the things you do next get done. This is what Edison did in his 10,000 different mistakes that he made to get to one of the greatest inventions of all time. And then finally, the fifth and final practice, daily practice, which, by the way, I will send for free with my book. I'll sign it, send it to you, pay for shipping, pay for the book for anyone in the inventor community and the inventor club. Please just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'll send these practices. But the fifth practice is the most special one. It's apply your why. Stop searching for what you don't have, what you don't want, what other people think. Start applying your why and identifying what you're doing to interfere with your why. And so there's so much uncertainty in being an inventor that we respond to uncertainty with a fear ego-based response. And how we respond to the ego-based response is critical in either alignment with where we want to be or better, or interference of that. So the interesting thing is it's actually very easy to identify when we're interfering with our own invention, our own success, our own objective, and our own goal. Because when we have a need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried, which is a duplicative negative, by the way, when you worry, not only are you interfering with your success, but you're praying for what you don't want. So there's only one thing to do to apply our why when the instant and obvious response to the reaction to fear comes up, and it's stop. When you're mad, when you're resentful, guilty, worried, when you're inferior, superior, when you have a need to be offended or a need to be right, just stop. When your mind, body, and soul are on fire, just stop. Drop, breathe, remind, remember, and recollect what you want, who you can help, and how to get it done. Remind, remember, and recollect your why. For the sake of what am I doing this? And then roll in your divine direction with devotional behavior, paying attention to and giving intention to by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in that divine direction. And it will equal the coincidences in your life, the coinciding. It's the mathematical equation of luck. And I want everybody to think about stopping when their mind, body, and soul are on fire, dropping and rolling into their divine direction, goal, or objective. These are the five daily practices to know your what, know your who, know your how, know your now, and apply your why.
It's interesting because the most important thing, David, and just learning this also is just learning the Think and Grow Rich model and the principles is really to become aware. And just like you mentioned, if I'm aware, then I have a chance to make some decisions because the situation is the same. So which way am I looking at it? Am I looking at it from an anger, fear, doubt perspective, or am I looking at it from, okay, bring it on? So how do you deal with that, David? And I understand the 12 hours sleep and 12 hours full force. How do you measure yourself? Do you do it daily, weekly, hourly, monthly? You know, yeah. Is the year done and all of a sudden, what happened?
So dates are just milestones. So New Year's Day, my birthday, Valentine's Day, the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl, the Masters, Kentucky Derby, the Breeders' Cup. Those are all annual events that are milestones to me. And there's two things that I measure that are quantitative to illustrate effectively or create awareness to my own progress. And the first one is how much time am I spending interfering with where I want to be, with my divine direction. It's easy to quantify. Am I wasting half the day in the worry, resentful, guilt? Am I, you know, surrounding myself with the wrong people? Am I doing the wrong things, saying the wrong things, thinking the wrong things, believing the wrong things, feeling the wrong things? And so if I can improve on spending less time resisting where I want to be, which already exists, interfering with where I want to be. So I quantitatively, at the beginning of the year, I don't have resolutions. I just simply quantitatively say, last year, did I spend less time than the year before interfering with my success, interfering with my divine direction? The second thing that I look at is quantitative as well. And I look at my assets. Do I have more assets than I had at this same time last year? These are quantitative progress analysis. And so, you know, a lot of people are disciplined and they, especially inventors, they get so busy working, Brian, they forget to make money. They are so disciplined though. See, there's a difference. When you're devotional, you are disciplined by paying attention to what you want, who you can help, and how to get that done, and intentional in a definiteness of purpose of getting it. So when you are in this realm of purpose, definiteness of purpose, which by the way, if you haven't read Outwitting the Devil, it's even better than Think and Grow Rich. But if you're in this direction, you can quantify how much time you're spending pursuing your potential and how much time you're spending interfering with it. But two, you can actually see a quantitative success. Do I have more assets to my name this year than I did last year? And don't get so busy working and inventing, you forget to make money. Because the more money you have, the more time and the more resources you'll have towards your inventions.
What's your take on saying that I need something versus I want something? Because I hear people saying that when they're setting their goals. And we're going to hear from inventors after WeChat. And I'm just wondering what your take is on that, David.
Yeah, well, I have a saying, you know, we have everything we need or else we wouldn't be here. So for me, I believe that I desire things. And I believe the common denominator, by the way, of all successful people, the billionaires I work with, the millionaires I work with, the entrepreneurs I work with, the celebrities, the athletes, the entertainers, at the highest level, world famous, successful people all have one thing in common. They have a desire, a want, that they must be what they can be. This is what Thomas Edison had as well. When you have a desire that you must be what you can be, what other people think is none of your business. Your negative self-talk is canceled immediately. You don't even know the word quit. You have learned to love what you don't like or don't love about what you love. You enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of your potential, increasing the skills you have, the knowledge you have, and the desire in that divine direction.
It takes time to get into that mindset.
Oh, yeah.
How do we Things do it? Very... Do we just, what do we do?
Great question. So first of all, we have to remind ourselves that things happen very slowly and then all of a sudden. There's no such things as overnight successes, especially in the venture club. So when we realize the time frame that things accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially, excuse me, we start to have a mindset of taking the time and attachment of our success out of the equation. The mindset that we have is based off of four different values. Number one, a mindset of gratitude. We have to have the perspective that we're finding the light, the love, and the lesson in all the evidence that's not there and all the evidence that's contrary to where we want to be. So when Edison failed on the 6,789th time, he was grateful. He was looking for the light, the love, and the lessons in that 6,789th failure. Secondly, we need to be forgiving of ourselves. Because in order to get to where we want to be, we are going to try our best with that desire and we're going to make a ton of mistakes. And we have to forgive ourselves for making those mistakes so we could forgive others as well, not in blame, shame, or justification. Leading to the third, which is accountability. Accountability gives us control. Gratitude will give you perspective. Forgiveness will give you ease. But accountability will give you control in all the chaos because we will say in each one of these setbacks, failures, mistakes, defining moments, historical relevances, what did I do? What did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract this? What did I do to participate in this perception so I can learn from it? Because life is about lessons and the lessons keep on coming until I learn them. And those lessons are the promotion, protection, love, and perfection of God, giving me not only the wisdom to get to where I want to be or better through those lessons, but the faith that I'm on my way, even though there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where I want to be. And then finally, the fourth value is inspiration through effective communication. I need to effectively communicate not only with others in the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that I belong to, but I have to communicate with that which inspires me and allow it to come through me, not just to me, not just for me, but through me for others, allowing me to find people that I can help and that can help me.
Oh, you take a deep breath and you think about what we're in for in 2026. And let's say now we do it. We hit some of our goals. Was it enough for us? Could we achieve higher? Are we done yet? Can we readjust what our existing goal is? How do we celebrate those wins, David? How do you do it?
I do it by celebrating each day's behavior. I celebrate my success each day. If I hit my non-negotiable behaviors of sleep, health, family, faith, finance, the study of time and relativity, I celebrate each day the W's each and every day. The outcomes all end with the same terminology, or better, or faster. So I want to make $1 million as fast as I can. That's different than I want to make $1 million by the end of the year. I'll be happy when I make $1 million is completely different than I want to make $1 million for the sake of building a community center in Africa for people in need. These are the differentiators that allow us to have the wins without attaching our emotions to an outcome, that allow us to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of our own potential. Not what other people want, not what's missing, not what we don't have, not what social media wants for us, but what we desire in the unlimited, infinite manner of or better or faster or any other unlimited type of conversation and goal setting that we have for ourselves.
We have our mindset and thinking about things on a daily basis, putting things into perspective, setting a plan and goals, wanting to achieve, having challenges. How do we not just listen to this for one day, for this half hour? How do we continue to enrich ourselves, find the right information to keep reminding ourselves, being part of National Inventor Club, your groups, and reading books and watching videos? Like, what do you do to tell people, just like you're saying, the person who learns Spanish, the kid who learns Spanish 15 minutes a day, what do we need to do, David?
We need to lower the bar and practice every day what we want to get better at. What skills do we want to get better at? What knowledge do we want to have? Or what desire do we want to grow? And if we practice every day, we need to, one, lower the bar. So many of my non-negotiable behaviors have a minimum of 2 minutes a day. Now, I even have 4 children, 3 of my daughters who are out of the house. I have committed, I negotiated with them, but I committed to a minimum of 2 minutes a day so that they know that I love them, I'm proud of them, and I have their back. I also have enough time every day to see what they're doing today and ask, are you doing your best? What did you learn? And did you have fun? Now, does that mean I only spend 2 minutes a day? No, I want way more. I asked for 5, they only gave me 2, but many days I spend 2 hours or 4 hours, or some days when we're traveling, I'll spend 16 hours with my daughters. But it's the 2 minute a day that's worth 2 hours on a Saturday. And the knowing, them knowing that I'm proud of them, I love them, and I have their back, and me knowing that they're doing their best, they're learning lessons and having fun.
We have to just stop and look around us, set a plan, stick with it, allow yourself to make adjustments, learn from your failures, have fun with your wins, like you say, and just keep moving forward, because you got to just find what it is that just makes you tick. And the things that don't work, pull out. The things that do, press, and leave yourself room for more things that work. And that's how you make a fulfilled person, and you feel good every day, just waking up and knowing what you're in for.
And don't stack the losses. If you take a loss, make sure you don't put 2 in a row. Don't make it a habit, a losing behavior, thought, action, word, or belief. Don't make it a double L. Go back, double down on the W's, and keep on winning. Small wins equal large wins in the end. And it's just such an honor to be a part of your Inventor Club. You have inspired so many people to be their best self. And once again, I do want those 5 daily practices or my book. I will sign it, send it, pay for shipping, pay for the book. David@dmeltzer.com. Anybody wants to reach out, has any other questions, remember, the best thing you can do is ask for help. Find somebody like Brian, find someone in the organization that sits in a situation that you want to be in and ask them for help. It's the biggest mistake that I made. People ask me all the time, how the hell does a guy who went to one of the best law schools, business schools, ran the most notable sports agency in the world lose over $100 million and go be bankrupt? I'll tell you how. Because you're either humble or you're about to be. And the most humble thing you can do is ask for help to find someone that can help you. By the way, when you ask someone for help and they're able and capable of helping you, that's when they feel you're giving them the gift of being closest to God. You're giving them the gift of being their higher self, because when someone's able and capable of helping you, they're closest to God. They're at their highest self. So don't cheat people by not asking for help. That's why this group was invented, to help people. Ask for it. Don't deny them of that great favor.
Thank you so much, David. And I asked you for help to pass this message on to the inventor community. So it all aligns perfectly. David, we appreciate you. Thank you again for being on National Inventor Club. For those of you who are not part of David's following, he's very active on LinkedIn. You have his information on the screen here. He has dinners and events and all kinds of activities that go on to be a part of it. If you got a little taste of this now, you can be a part of it and hear it all the time to remind yourself. But he's given us the formula to keep moving forward. Thank you again, David. We'll see you soon.
See you soon. Have a wonderful evening. God bless you all. Thank you.